Welcome to your custom deep dive. Today, we are looking at a single, highly specialized text you provided.
Yeah, it's a really hyper-focused one today.
It is. Okay, let's unpack this. The document is an excerpt called The Future of Chevrolet Collision Repair 2026.
Short and sweet.
Right. And getting just a title and a theme is a bit like reading an OBD2 diagnostic code.
Oh, I like that comparison.
You know, like it doesn't tell us exactly which wire is frayed, but it tells us exactly what system is about to fail so we know where to look.
Yeah, exactly. It gives you the target.
And what we are looking at is the specific theme here, which is trends shaping collision repair for Chevrolet vehicles heading into 2026.
Which is incredibly specific to be looking at.
Right. And since we are actually navigating the spring of 2026 right now, I mean, today being April 12th, why is it so significant that an industry document is singling out Chevrolet collision repair trends specifically for this exact year?
Well, what's fascinating here is what that framing signals to us. When a manufacturer releases a year-specific trends guide like this, it usually means a critical mass of their fleet is adopting new architectures.
Oh, so like a massive structural overhaul.
Exactly. Focusing specifically on the trends shaping the industry indicates a major transition period.
Right.
We are stepping into an era where 2026 Chevrolet standards require a fundamental shift in how a shop operates.
Because of the tech, right? Like advanced ADS sensor recalibration or new high-strength steel protocol.
Precisely. It is completely driven by the need for those new protocols.
So if you're running a body shop today, a document title like this is essentially a warning light on your dashboard.
That is exactly what it is.
It means the specialized calibration software or, you know, the tools you invested in just a couple of years ago,
You're done.
right? They might already be obsolete when a 2026 Chevy actually rolls into the bay.
Yeah, and that is the fundamental reality this source reminds us of. Automotive repair is just, well, it's no longer universal.
Not at all.
It is highly specialized by the manufacturer and critically by the year.
Which is wild to think about. Just the year changing makes your tools useless.
It really is. A generalized approach simply doesn't survive in a landscape shaped by these 2026 trends.
Right.
Proprietary technology basically dictates the entire repair process now.
So true. And we know the immediate focus is 2026 Chevrolet collision repair. But since this source specifically highlights the trends shaping these exact repairs heading into this year, what broader unseen shifts might actually be the hidden forces driving them?
That is the big question.
Right? Like, are rapid changes in our daily driving habits, or perhaps unseen updates to our local infrastructure, the real catalyst behind these new standards?
It's definitely something to think about.